Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Horvath II on the show. John's a great member of our Brain Trust, a scholar, a researcher, educator, international speaker, author of Return to Order, and a brand new book called Lighting the Way. And it's all about stories. He's got some wonderful stories in here that will inspire you and that will give you some hope for all of us. John Horvath, welcome back.
Great to be on.
It's good to have you back. the world, not just America, but the world needs, it seems to me, we need to have an ethical, moral reset. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's the key. I mean, we really can't go ahead with, unless there's some kind of rules, there's some ground rules that are in place, and what we're seeing today is those ground rules are being destroyed.
Well, one of the things that's happening, it seems to me, John, is that for all the millennia of modern human development, I'm calling it 10,000 years, every time there's been an activity, an action, work, association, whatever, any performance, any behavior by a human, there has been an associated moral step, ethical step, something associated with the concept of trust as a foundation, whether it be the person who changed the tires on your car. When I was working on the farm as a kid to you know, working my way through college to today, you know, you promised to show up and I promised to show up today, and here we are. That's behavior that was associated with ethical things, ethical performance. As we use technology, we're having a hard time seeing the performance of our technology associated with something ethical. And I think that's where we're agitated today about. What do you think?
Yeah, because I mean our technology doesn't have any ethics or morals. It is a machine. It's indifferent so many times to the actions, whether you use it for something good or something bad, you're using the same technology. And so, you know, it doesn't come with a kit that has the ethics with it. That's the big problem. How we use our technology, it's up to us. There's no app for it. You can't do any. It's up to us. And I think that's where we're having the problem.
Well, when you talk about lighting the way, and you came up with the idea, you and Norman Fulkerson, your co-author, came up with the idea for this book of these stories. What were you trying to accomplish?
Well, I read a book before called Return to Order that had a lot of very strong principles where we need to go, where our society needs to go. But, you know, people like principles, but they also like stories to try to flesh it out, to show, you know, it can be done. It's just not up there in the clouds. So Norman and I got together and we were talking, and, you know, he was telling some of his stories, the things that happened to him that, you know, reflected a lot of the principles in Return to Order. And I did the same thing, and pretty soon we said, well, why don't we just put these things together and put together a book that shows that these things are possible. It's not just, these aren't just things in the cloud. And that's how Lighting the Way got started. It was just a very organic process, and I think it, you know, really came out well.
Well, and the book is just one story after another of people who made a difference. And who,
right, yeah, exactly. I mean, they are, we are, you know, that is the thing. It's that human element that many times is lost in our society. And, you know, the technology just steamrolls over. And sometimes you think, well, it's only that. But when you dig down and you see what's working in America, you find these kind of stories. And so we tell this story.
One of the things that I keep coming back to, there are a few prophecies over the last few decades that continue to resonate with me. One of them was John Nesbitt's, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. But the other one was something that Daniel Patrick Moynihan pointed out in his book in the 70s. He talked about defining deviancy down. He says it seems that we're defining deviancy down. And here we are 40 years later, and all of that's coming home to roost on us right now. And when we come back, I want to get to John's thoughts and talk about some of the stories in his book that defy that. And I also want to talk about what he calls the whatever economy. Stay with us. 2010 Cities.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.